Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Last week when China shot the core piece of their fancy new space station into orbit, the rocket that took it up there was kind of just like shoved aside. Now it's thought to be tumbling wildly on its way back down to Earth. About as tall as a 10-story building. Yikes. It's supposed to re-enter the atmosphere in the next, couple weeks, probably, and hit somewhere between New York to the north and New Zealand to the south, and then anywhere around the Earth. Oh boy. Eyes to the skies, friend. Would hate for us to get dinosaured by our own stupid rockets. In other space news, the first civilian crew in space will launch aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket in September. The date has been set. The seats were purchased by a rich guy. He chose the rest of the crew, and I've never been more jealous of anything. And finally, your next smartphone really could be foldable, I guess. Well, we've seen all the other attempts in the last few years. Now, Apple is rumored to be kicking around the idea of launching one by 2023, according to a story at Engadget.com. We're so funny as a culture. Tight jeans? No, not baggy jeans. Flip phone? Flat phone? Flip phone? The 49ers? They're pretty good. Oops, whoops, pretty bad again.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Today is May the 4th, and when you hear that and people on the internet and everywhere say, well, May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Anyone else raised Catholic? That just always has bothered me since I was a child. Anyway, happy Star Wars Day, I guess. Now to celebrate, Disney's been teasing their real lightsaber. Dude, we can't agree on other weapons. There's no way we're ready for a real laser sword. What's that? Oh, it's a toy with a retractable plastic blade? Oh, this looks cool. They gave us a demonstration of it in action, but still not a lot of details. Imagine going to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, Disneyland, and building one of these in their workshop. And then let's complete the theme. There's a ton of new Star Wars content today, including a series about a batch of clone troopers gone wrong, Star Wars The Bad Batch, and a short film about Maggie Simpson of The Simpsons in Star Wars The Force Awakens from its nap, both on Disney+. Or you could just treat yourself to something that's actually cool and watch the last four episodes of The Clone Wars, or just any of The Mandalorian.
This is the way.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!